This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The Reverend C. Douglas Smith is the Executive Director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy, and he joins us on the long line from the road. You're actually on the road working down in Tidewater today, aren't you?
I sure am, Coy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great. It was good to see you Saturday evening at the Sorenson Institute alumni reunion in Richmond. That was
Miss it for the world. I tell you, Sorenson has been so good for all of politics in Virginia. I tell you, it's helped to keep the shrill in Washington, D.C., and it's actually got a lot of us working on some common issues across the aisles.
Yeah, it really does. Every year you see the impact of Sorenson and the Commonwealth sort of taking one giant step forward, and it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
Doug, I wanted to touch base with you today. Your organization has some pretty significant news that was just released yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, regarding poverty in Virginia.
We did. You know, Coy, this is our second year releasing food stamp numbers for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we have the unfortunate opportunity to let Virginians know that food stamp use is on the rise. It points to two potential things. One is that enrollment rates are up. Right now, enrollment's at about 54% in Virginia, and so we're not sure that that is really what the issue is. What we really think the issue is that poverty is growing in Virginia, and we've got the numbers to show that.
Doug, educate me about this. How much money do you have to make that to be classified as living, quote-unquote, in poverty?
Well, it's you really can't enroll for food stamps if you're making more than $1,800 a month. So it's about 130% of poverty. So if your family is making more than that, then you probably aren't eligible for food stamps unless you're a person who's disabled. So it really is pretty much the most vulnerable and some of the poorest in our communities that have access to food stamps.
And refresh our memory, how does the food stamp program work? Is that a state program or a federal program, and who handles it, and what does it mean actually? Like, if I'm on food stamps, what exactly does that mean?
Well, what that means is that the state is actually pulling down money from the federal government for food stamps. Oddly enough, the food stamps are found in the farm bill at the federal level, and so next year is important because the farm bill will be redrafted, we believe, and so food stamps will kind of be part of what's ground up in that federal appropriations process. But the way food stamps work is the first of every month, you have a card like an ATM or a debit card, and it gets filled up with your food stamp allotment for the month. Unfortunately, that doesn't last very long.
So you actually, they don't do literal stamps anymore. You get like a sort of like a special credit card that gets a certain amount of credit each month.
Yeah. In fact, one of the things that we've been saying is that we actually need to change the name. It's really not food stamps at all. It's almost food credits. And right now it's that first of the month the card gets filled up. If you and I, Coy, were to go down to the Walmart at 11:30 on the 31st of October, we would see lots and lots of folks tooling around, waiting for that 12:01 a.m. when there's money on the card, and they would immediately go to the checkout to get some food, something that they may have been going without for a week or two.
And how does can you just get food on it, or are you allowed to get other things as well?
No, it's mostly foodstuffs. I mean, there's this common misconception that it would include, you know, beer and cigarettes and things like that. It just doesn't. It really is foods. Unfortunately, it also includes a lot of prepackaged foods. And so what we find is that families using food stamps, often they're buying high-fat, high-sodium foods that have heavy preservatives. They're not buying the fresh foods like we wish they were. Some of that is because there's the real temptation to buy as much as you can early in the month. For that reason, we're actually working with a bipartisan group to break food stamp payments into two payments, the first and the 15th of the month. We think that's going to actually help families to make that money last a little longer and put less of a strain on our food banks.
Are there other states that are doing this kind of thing where they do it twice a month?
Very few. Most states, what they do is they actually pay food stamps out on the person's birthday. And so it helps the merchants, it helps the grocery stores, because then they have a fairly balanced stock throughout the course of the month. But what we realize is, as helpful as that is to the merchants, something that will help the grocery stores as well as the users would be actually to break it into two payments.
Reverend Doug Smith is the executive director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy based out of Richmond. Doug, tell us again the report that y'all released yesterday, which shows that the use of food stamps, of this federal program, is on the rise. How many people are we talking about, and are they concentrated in any specific region in Virginia?
Well, they're really all over, but as you can imagine, food stamp usage does have some level of concentration that's disproportionate in far southwest and in south side. That's just where the pockets of poverty are in Virginia. Last year was the first year that we came out with a study, and I was amazed at over 488,000 Virginians use food stamps every month.
Wow.
And that number is incredible.
Yeah, it does seem high to me.
And so this year, I was really sad to see that now we've broken the 500,000 mark. Now it's over 504,000 Virginians that rely on that little bit of food stamp supplement just to get by every month.
And
we're going in the wrong direction there.
And by and large, these are, we're talking about working poor. Or are we talking about people who are on welfare? Can you even do that anymore? Those welfare laws, the big change came, and I was... I guess I'm like anybody else. I knew there was some major change that encouraged people to get off welfare, but what's the here in 2006, what's the end result of all that?
Well, I mean, the end result is that welfare reform has helped to begin to move families from welfare to work, but most of those jobs are really low-paying jobs. There's this interconnectedness when we have wage conversations. You know, the minimum wage is still $5.15 an hour. Those folks that make $5.15 an hour, you can work 40 hours a week, you know, 52 weeks a year, and you're still only making a little more than $10,000 a year. No family can survive on that.
Yeah, so we see a lot of these folks who have two jobs, some families, both adults. If you have a two-adult family, you could be looking at four jobs, and they're still on welfare, they're still getting food stamps.
Absolutely. And what we do know is that of those households that are utilizing food stamps, 80% of those actually have children in the home. And so then you have a whole series of questions about the cycles of poverty and latchkey children. Just because the parents are working one or two and a half jobs just to make rent, car payment, and food.
Yeah. And I guess the logic is, you know, well, these really poor paying jobs, you don't anticipate that somebody's going to want to do that for the rest of their life. They're supposed to be, you know, a transitional job, like it would be for any regular young person who works at McDonald's for the summer. They're not planning on working at McDonald's the rest of their life, but with a lot of the working poor, we don't see that. We see them staying in these very low-paying jobs.
We do, and I've got to tell you, Coy, that is something that actually the state of Virginia is waking up to and really beginning to address. We have heard some wonderful things coming out of the Kane administration about workforce development. And the real intention there is to begin to move people away from those $5.15 an hour jobs into the $9, $11, $15 an hour jobs. But, you know, it takes an investment. You've got to train people, and you really have to support them while they're getting there. These safety nets, like food stamps, are vital.
Now, what can citizens do, recognizing that more Virginians now are using food stamps? What is there anything that, you know, that we can do in our day-to-day to help these people? I mean, I guess you can take food to a church, but...
Well, you know, I think that, of course, all of the food pantries and things are vital. But for us, supporting that local food bank is so crucial. And understanding that that food bank really is struggling at the end of every month because the need is so great. When that food stamp money runs out around the 12th or the 13th of the month, people, it's not that people stop eating. It's they have to start looking for different ways to find food. And so we are just so dedicated to making sure that our food banks continue to meet the charitable need, while at the same time groups like the Interfaith Center and others begin to work on the systemic changes in order to make sure that as we move families from welfare to work, we're really moving them from necessity to stability.
And what's so striking is that the majority of the food stamp uses is not in the urban areas, it's in the rural areas.
Well, there's quite a bit in the urban, but I tell you, the rural areas are where it's really surprising. And it just goes hand in hand with wage issues. Coy, people would be amazed to know that in Virginia, we have over 19,000 homes that still lack indoor plumbing.
19,000?
19,000 homes in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We are the 14th richest state in the entire country, and yet we continue to have these pockets of poverty. It's incredible.
Yeah, that is amazing. It's just amazing that there's people in this country, there's kids today going hungry today,
absolutely,
right in Virginia.
You know, food stamps are extremely important for families, but keep in mind, they're only about 95 cents per person per meal. This is just supplemental.
Right,
you know,
right.
An average family of four really only receives about $260 a month.
Gosh.
So, you know, we're not talking about, you know, supplying people a month's worth of food. What we're saying is people need a little bit to get by, and food stamps are a great way, a proven way, to move people into that economic stability, nutrition stability, and really help those kids go to work and begin to work themselves out of those cycles of poverty.
The Reverend C. Douglas Smith is the executive director of the Virginia Interfaith Center for Public Policy. Doug, what's the website again?
It's www.virginiainterfaithcenter.org.
There you go. Thank you, sir, and we'll be following this, especially into next year as we start looking at the Farm Bill.
Thanks, Coy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, have a safe trip home. That's Doug Smith with the Virginia Interfaith Center. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at cvillepodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.